This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I heard the story about a train wreck and many people were injured in this terrible train accident. And a doctor passed by. He actually stopped to help and he looked down at a person who was partially pinned before a fallen carriage. And the doctor could only cry to the man in despair, "If only I had my instruments with me." Well, we could understand the frustration and the terrible situation of that. But you know, there's no sadder statement in all of the Bible than one that's found in the words of Ezekiel, because here God was looking for a man to do something very critical, and no one was there to do it. And God said to Ezekiel, "I look for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so that I would not have to destroy it, but I found none." And I'm grateful today to Dick Innes for this article from his magazine, Encounter, which talks about God's instrument. And it's an amazing thing that whenever God has a job to do, have you noticed that he always has the person through whom he does his work? We think sometimes that God's work is done in some mysterious way, but it's ordinary people like you and I that do his work, because someone said God's methods are men, and of course women, people that get involved and do the job for him. But I'm thinking about the Bible here when God wanted to form the nation of chosen people through whom to do his mighty works. Now, he chose and called Abraham. Abraham was the father of the nation of Israel. And another time he wanted someone to care for a young nation when there was famine, and he called Joseph to provide for them. And then he called Moses and Joshua. So throughout Scripture we read of these people who are available for God to use at a particular time. So these are instruments, these are people. But Ezekiel, well, the Son of Man, God said to Ezekiel, "I've made you a watchman for the house of Israel, so hear what I have to say. And when I say to a wicked man, 'You will surely die,' and you don't want to warn him or speak out to dissuade him, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I'll hold you accountable, Ezekiel, for his blood. But if you do warn that man, and he doesn't turn from his wickedness or from his evil ways, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself." That's from Ezekiel 3:17-19. Fairly serious words here. Ezekiel knew God's way. He knew that without God and his fellow countrymen, that they were lost. And God sort of said to Ezekiel, "Now, if you don't do your part, then I will hold you responsible." Fairly serious stuff. It reminds me what Paul the Apostle said in Romans 14:10. He said, "We will all stand before God's judgment to give an account." Now, Elijah, he was another man who was what God wanted to do. He prayed that it wouldn't rain. It didn't rain on the land for 3.5 years. But again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. That's James 5:17-18. So he was another man, Elijah. He probably was a great preacher as well. But he knew how to pray, and when he prayed, great things happened. The early church, we read in the New Testament, was born in a prayer meeting. They prayed. Because, as James says in his epistle, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Well, there are lots of people that we read. For example, the Macedonians in 2 Corinthians 8, they had trouble, hard times, they were very much in poverty. But God wanted them to do something special. God had ordained that his work be done. And so God is seeking people. It was Amy Carmichael once said, "We have all eternity to celebrate the victories, but only a few hours before sunset to win them." So Andrew, he was another man, just thinking now, in the early church, he wasn't a big businessman, but he was available, and God spoke to him, and Andrew introduced Peter to Jesus. It was Andrew who introduced the boy with his loaves and fishes to Jesus. So here was another point. So the Bible is full of people who are prepared to do their lot, and prepared to stand in the gap, as it were, just for the sake of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, this morning for people, just ordinary people like us, who were available to do your work. We thank you for their memory, and give us the courage, Lord, that if you speak to us, that we would be prepared to do whatever it takes. So I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.